In this week's parasha, Parasha Shlach, we find one of the most difficult, or definitely more difficult, parashios in the Torah for us to understand. What we find is the Meraglim, who were not just simple spies, who were sent by Moshe Rabbeinu to scout out Eretz Yisrael, the land that the Jewish people were about to go and to inherit, and to check out what it would be like for them to go into Eretz Yisrael and to take over the land. And these people, who were leaders, each one from their own shevet, from their own tribe, came back with a negative report, and a report that so clearly lacked emuna and bitachon, faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, faith in God. And really, it's difficult to understand how there was such a disconnect and how there was such a fall from grace for these holy people. There are many explanations as to what really was going on and what was taking place and what caused them to kind of fall into this negative way of thinking. But I want to focus really on two that I think can apply very nicely to some of the work that's done at Chazkenu and for Chazkenu. So firstly, we have to remember that the people, the Jews, the nation living in the Midbar, in the desert, was a nation that was living a completely spiritual life, a life of kulay ruchnius. They didn't have to worry about making a living. Food came from heaven. Their clothing remained with them. It grew with them. Whatever they needed, all their needs were taken care of. And therefore, they were able to completely be immersed in the study of Torah, completely be immersed in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and never have to worry about what life would be like if they were not involved in spiritual pursuits. So here you have people who loved that life, the people who were the Gedolim of that time, going to Eretz Yisrael and seeing that that was a land that had material pursuits as well. The people were farmers. There was going to be war involved in taking over the land. All of a sudden, this beautiful existence of pure spirituality was about to change in a very big way. And the mistake that they made, that the Meraglim made, the spies made, was not realizing that that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live. We don't live in a world of kulei ruchnius. We don't live in a world of only spirituality. Our lives are taken up with our day-to-day occurrences, our jobs, child rearing, and even the things that we enjoy. And in addition, as people who follow the Torah and mitzvahs, we're also involved in spirituality. But our goal is to try to balance and make sure that there's always something spiritual in our days. There's always something special for ruchnius in our days, but at the same time realizing that we're living on this earth and our existence is an existence of gashmius. That was their mistake. They came back very negative, thinking, we don't want this. They didn't realize that this is the world. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to emulate him, to take things that are gashmiistic and make them into ruchnius. For example, the opportunity to help other people is a perfect example of where we can inject ruchnius into our gashmiistic a day. We can inject spirituality into our day, which is sometimes taken up with laundry, dishes, cleaning, running to one job, running to the other job, cooking for Shabbos, etc. And the Rebbe Hashem says, no, but take time to help other people. Take time to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to inject spirituality. That's the proper way. Not to have only spirituality and not to have only material, but to have a balance between the two. Another possible explanation of where the Meraglim were coming for, which is very powerful, is the Meraglim went and they saw giants. They saw people who truly did look stronger than them. They saw armies that were fortified, cities that were fortified. The famous picture of the fruits, the huge fruits that they had. And we were like little bugs compared to them. And that was their fatal flaw. They lacked self-confidence. They said, they looked, and rather than feeling, well, we have Hashem on our side, we can win, they felt small. And when you start to feel small, you start to think small, and you stop thinking in the holy and lofty way that they were able to think before. loss of self-confidence sometimes is enough for a person to take someone who's in a good place, who's in a place of spirituality, who's in a place of growth, and completely watch it disappear. The flaw, the mistake that they made was rather than see their worth, rather than see their abilities, they saw their inabilities, they saw their fears, and they allowed those fears and they allowed those inabilities to take over and to totally wipe out the self-confidence that the Gedolei Hador, the true leaders of that generation, had. And once they did that, they felt that there is no hope. Once they had lost that sense of self, that self-worth, that ability to believe that they could do it and they could do anything, all of a sudden, they lost everything. They lost that ability, they lost their belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the fullest extent, and they lost that ability of saying, we can win. When we go through challenges in our life, we obviously have a hard time holding on to our self-worth. We have a hard time holding on to our abilities to really feel good about ourselves because of those challenges. But we have to realize we are who we are and nothing's changed. Yes, we don't go from a strong person to a weak person. We go from a strong person who's suffering and struggling right now with a challenge. But we can never allow ourselves to start thinking about ourselves in a negative way, because once we do that, then we truly change everything. Once we lose self-confidence, then we can't expect anyone else to have confidence in us, and we can't expect anyone else to truly believe in us. The chait of the Meraglim was their loss of their confidence, their loss of their realizing their true worth and their ability, and that's a pit that we don't want to fall into. And to remember, in summation, the two points, the number one, the idea of using an organization like Chazkenu, using the opportunity to help each other, to bring ruchnius, to bring spirituality into our gashmiistic existence, and also to never, ever allow ourselves, despite the challenges and difficulties we may be going through, to fall into that feeling of lack of self-worth and not to see who we truly are. Wishing everyone a peaceful and uplifting Shabbos.